outside one. By the way, when you're coming up here, Kern County is definitely broke. So when you're in Kern County, if you're coming up to see us, make sure you obey all the speed signs, no matter what you do. We were even pulled over because our windows were tinted, just to give you an idea. They are being incredible.
But I smiled sweetly and he let us go.
Don't count on it every time. Just one little item. You must look at the positives. And just one tiny item in getting some separation in here is that I can push some of the other publications that George and Desiree can publish without it appearing to the receivers out on the other end as being self-serving. We have to work within that which is. Whether we like it or we don't like it, it doesn't matter. And our intent is to get the word out. And as long as we are tangled in, and they want to call us cult, and they want to call us church, and they want to do all these other things that you do to groupies, this separation takes away absolutely the foundation for being able to say anything about it. We're not. And as you go into industries, you don't think anything about the ones at General Motors sitting to do their talented tasks well, from the art department to the computer department to the billing department. But somehow, because we come teaching the truth in the Word of God, we're immediately labeled a cult. We don't care. We will outgrow it. Our neighbors will love us because we'll be worthy people, not better or not aloof nor set aside. We'll come into community. Now he mentions the motion picture. Let me tell you that here you are making massive strides and progress now. While a gentleman is coming from Canada. Nick is coming from Hawaii. Ones are getting together. George Vannoy will come from Los Angeles. AC will pick them up by plane on the 7th, and they will go fly the Canyonlands to choose their location. We're getting there. Brian comes with a friend who just happens to be the special effects director that Wally Gentleman was seeking. This is David Wood. Can you believe he lives in Tehachapi? He did all the Star Trek. He did Abyss. I believe he may have done Alien. He did Fried Green Tomatoes. And he did Exterminator 3 that won the Academy Award this year. And we will get these ones hooked up. You're on your way. If we can do our job, and if we can just hold the peace a little bit, there are ways to continue to function because we've sought them out and shared them to the very best of our ability. And you will need to continue in the shelter But your problems will be a little different. In many ways, much easier. And in all ways, you'll have more fun at it. Because ones are now coming together. The burgers will come. They have great talents in marketing, in art, in interior design, exterior design. You need it. One will come from the East Coast who is an artist proficient at computerized drawings, diagrams, everything from mechanical operations to building structure. And then they're the ones, bless them, who are friends of the Inzes, who would come. This afternoon, they would come. But she had brain surgery. And she tries to heal. But I have to remind you that once there has been extraordinary things done, those cells have to be replaced. They cannot be revived. They're gone. And yet without these procedures, the person would be gone. So we're grateful for whatever we are given. And someday humanity will learn its own power of reproduction so that that is not a problem. Right now, it is a problem. And he writes and says, look, I'm an artist. I'm a graphic artist. I'm a sign painter. Any way that I can help you, I will do it. Is there any way that I can continue to serve here? We're very lonely because our friends will be there. But my wife has been very ill and requires a lot of care. And I say, hallelujah, brother, that's what Audrey's for. I can see Audrey going about her rounds to the homes where the ones need special care. Not just isolated, but where her love and touch brings the healing. There will always be ones when you come that far to pick up the tasks so that the ones talented in a given area can devote their time to that. There will be a precious one from Chicago leaving to get here on Tuesday. She called Oberly and she said, I cannot stand it here any longer. I am coming home. She is older also. And he said, well, but how are you coming? I don't know, but I'm coming. I can't stand it here anymore. You see, the cities are dark. Even when you have friends, the friendships dry up. And the atmosphere is evil. And there's fear. And there's no ability to communicate. They've destroyed it for you. The cities will go. They will go. In a way, Oberly says, well, do you have anyone that could drive you? When he found she had a car, she's well able to take care of herself. And she said, well, maybe my nephew could. And then she calls back and she says, I can't wait. I'm coming on Tuesday. can someone meet me? I will go through Los Angeles. I will go from Los Angeles to Bakersfield. And Oberle said, yes, I'm sure. And maybe you can have time in these days to pack your car, and maybe your nephew could deliver it, and we will send him home. God hears your petitions, and you know when it's time. We have other ones arriving. We have other ones coming. We have other ones already here. And I've not canvassed them. I don't feel that I have the right to make speeches about it. But I welcome you home. I appreciate the ones of you who share. I will say that for Dorma, John is going to have to own up to sending these flowers because we have so many Johns, she doesn't know who to thank. And I assume that Zita brought the roses. Dorma was a little concerned. The other one didn't die soon enough, so the vase didn't get on your desk. Oh, you've joy in front of you, precious ones. I don't know how to tell you. I don't know how to express my appreciation that you've hung in here. Some didn't. Some have, in spite of incredible emotional odds. Please know it can only make you bigger and stronger and better. No one knows the contract of another. Sometimes it's unfortunate for me that I do. And it's very hard for most of you who have searched and searched and searched to find fragments here and fragments there, and you're afraid to trust again. Or it gets all confused with that which you already knew and felt was true. And yet you can't wait until the game is over to get in it. So I always just have to remind you, anytime you go launching out on a teaching session, you better be saying, in my opinion, I think. And it'll get you off the hook every time. The greatest thing that we learn along the way is how little we know. And the moment that we express that and recognize it, we begin to learn. Because we open up to that which we don't have. And that includes a fourth dimensional commander who sometimes knows it all, just to find out I don't. And I have plenty of ones in my crew who will bring me up short every time about it too. But we have ways also of entertaining ourselves and getting even. We're not far removed from you. Don't misunderstand the journey for the goal. Perfection comes at the end of that trail. You can't make the journey without headed there. And first you've got to seek your goal. You've got to know what it is. And then all the other things will come right down into that funnel. Things will begin to not measure up off here to the side. I was a little amused to watch Dorma just before this meeting when RJ came and said he had done some music in Tagalog. That's Philippine. And she didn't know whether to laugh or cry because I just made her get a set of Tagalog. language course. Your connections are that important. And she doesn't want to speak it. I don't want her to either. But when I do, I want her to have a resource where she can look it up. Our ties are that great. And I thank you for sharing with us. I thank Marlita for sharing with us. I'm sorry that we didn't bring the right set of music boxes. But we're going to take our sing-alongs to the party and we're going to all sing along. I wonder, as we share with this particular group, as you come with the sing-along tapes, you know, on one side, the vocalist does the thing, and then you can read the words, and on the other side, you just have music. Unless it's the wedding march, and then you just get music in either place, so I don't know why you would put it on a sing-along. Except that I have a suspicion that at weddings, where you have the wedding march, they expect the vocalist to sing those other songs that are printed on that page, perhaps. But came the three. Can you believe a whole tape of songs from before you were born is the label? And Norma said, "My God, those are the only ones I know." So, you're going to be on your own with that. I'm afraid there's no rock and roll. She didn't know what to look for. You can do Elvis Presley's Blue Suede Shoes or something. I've neglected the questions in the room by my own vocalizing and questions that do come from outside. I don't want to drag this on because you have plans for afterwards, and it's time for you to have a little bit of celebration. So let us entertain questions from this group, and then we'll cut the meeting short, and you can just go and enjoy yourselves. Now, I know that there are at least two of you in here who had questions to ask me the last time and didn't. I'll even entertain questions about that confounded photon belt. Because I'm feeling very big. Brandon or Damien had a question that you shared with Ed Young. So one of you, somebody, repeat the question.
Commander?
Yes.
This is Paul from New Jersey.
Yes, thank you.
On the photon belt. You have said that on one hand that we would postpone going in, or that the entry and the null period would be postponed for a while to give us more time. On the other hand, that once we're in the photon belt, we are going to have an easier time of it, and that people will have an easier time getting the truth.
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
Well, since the photon belt is not your problem, not really. And I know that I have time before you get to the Big Barrier Reef in the sky. I can deal with it pretty reasonably. It can be, the null time can be easily removed. It's not our business to remove it. You have now had your own politicians get up, and your own news services are now talking about the ability of the Russians. They're also unfolding some of their plans, if you will. They're just repeating what was planned at one time, and the government is now telling you that they did not share that because they felt it better not to panic the public. You can take care of the null time with the equipment that you have on the Earth, now functional in the grid system. The elite Russians from the sky can take care of it, or from Moscow can take care of it. The cosmospheres could take care of it. And as I said the other day, there were bases on the moon when your astronauts got there. Joint venture between Russia or the Soviet Union and the United States of America. You were not welcome there. The United States truly is not welcome there. And there are Russian very habitable settlements on Mars, bases on Mars. You're not welcome there either. And then, of course, you have the cosmospheres and the space platforms, which now you continue, you're launching all the time, every day, something from Vandenberg, from somewhere. You're trying to clear your space. The defense initiative was nothing but a trip played on you to get satellites into the sky that would service as the beast to mark everyone. Get every man, woman, and child on the planet isolated and located so that the remainder of the depopulation plans could be made, population areas could be studied from satellite, and the banking system could be completed. There are cities now, even in the United States, that will begin to test a debit card system where you will be without cash. Already that is happening in Canada, and already a long time ago, a year ago at least, it happened in New Zealand and in Australia. So that's what your defense initiative program was about. That and putting into space platforms or launching facilities to scatter out and, quote, shoot down asteroids, as if that was going to be a problem to you. Well, as a matter of fact, when Nibiru pulled off Earth, half of Tiamat went into an asteroid belt. It must tell you that you're moving again into that area of the cosmos in your orbiting where you're going to pass through some of those asteroids that got separated from you. But that's not what they're really interested in. They're really interested in being able to shoot down spacecraft coming in. But I want to tell you the bad news. Of the last five of these systems that you've launched, they didn't hit anything. You can't shoot down something that's not there. You cannot shoot a photon. There are other things that you can do to bring damage, but firing missiles is not one of them. And unfortunate or fortunate for you, whichever side you happen to be on, wanting a little more time or a little less time, the Russians have perfected their shield system to the extent that they can be invisible also, and you have nothing that can isolate them. You see, they can take your Manhattan projects and your Philadelphia projects and your invisible ships. And that was a very valid experiment, the Philadelphia experiment. And that was decades ago. So if you are thinking that you neither have the ability for silent running, for goodness sakes, the Russians have submarines the size of aircraft carriers powered with hydrogen. In fact, those are obsolete. And I know some who are purchasing them to patrol the new city under the water in the Philippines. And are going to get them retrofitted with hydrogen motors, engines. Obsolete. That should scare the living pants off you. There is ample ability and capability of not having any null time. And they're going to watch and see what Hatton says as to how bad it may or may not be through null time if they decide to have it. Because, you see, in blundering into the Philadelphia experiment, they found something. And that was called time travel. And they really blew it. They really blew it. They didn't know what to do with it. And they kept tampering with it. And this became the game of the day. And therefore, some moved into time where they would never even be able to be recreated. They're part in a timelessness. But unfortunately, in a place of no experience, just exactly like soul, when departed. Only with no direction, having been technologically placed somewhere with the inability to do anything about it. Big Smart Deal was one of the adversarial leaders. Played games to be sure there would be no one to override this one. And he wiped out his own grandfather. Therefore, he has no father, no grandfather, no lineage, and no one to come after. So the big splash has to be made while he is alive and well. Because coming from timelessness into timed exposure, you deteriorate. You are locked into the perception and the manifestation of wherever you are. But since the Philadelphia experience, time travel has been a very valid mode of transportation. Most of the cosmic brothers travel that way. Pleiadians have a thrust system that's a little different. And travel great distances through thought projection. And the easiest time to transfer is during the photon belt. That's 2,000 years worth. So we can get a lot of travel back and forth during that period of light. So there have got to be mixed feelings about this. And as you have tinkered with your own electromagnetic fields and your prana energy grids, hoping to gain control over the world, because you see, you've got pulse systems. Soviet Union's had them for decades. They call them scalar beams, elf waves. They've got a woodpecker system that comes right over the North Pole, right at you, and they can control whole cities. And so you fire back. All you have to do is watch the lights at night when you see us. What do you think the motion is? When we're low enough, we're traveling the energy waves, and we ride them. That keeps us basically wherever we want to be. We can pick up any orbit. But we need those grid lines too, those energy fields, those energy flows. Those can be directed. Nikola Tesla could do it. Don't you think if once it was presented on this earth that someone among the adversarial community would get it and use it? Don't be dumb and blind. J.P. Morgan pronounced that Mr. Marconi had invented the radio. They also took Mr. Rice's invention called a telephone and called it Bell. You don't know your history. You don't even know your inventors.
So what you're saying then, if I understand you correctly, is that the Russians and we have the ability to nullify the null effect.
Yes. At which point you would just gradually move into a higher frequency anyway. Now, in the Philadelphia experiment, where you moved into this time travel, where you literally reduced an object, in this instance, bodies, ships, everything, to be reassembled according to the DNA structure of whatever it was, according to cell and location, and then could be rebuilt. And there were some interesting things about that. But you see, they didn't have the right frequency. And when those numbers are produced for you, which they will be or already are, you're going to find that visibility comes at 1694.333 megahertz. And they were using on the upper limit something like 1980. So they were just short of perfection. And their lower range was totally unacceptable, but I'm not going to give away those secrets in this room because that is a very important number. But I deal with the other one because that's my frequency in which I communicate with you. That is also the frequency at which a traveling craft becomes visible, assimilated, manifested, and visible into what you would call solid matter. And these are numbers that will be important to you at some time, simply because you will be getting your confirmation. Yes, they can do something about it. I cannot promise you that they will. I can promise you that if things go as are, we will not interfere.
Meaning Space Command will not interfere.
Yes.
Either way.
And they've done some launches. You ones around here have been feeling the impact of them almost daily. These are humongous blasts. And there is an attempt to cause coalescence of some of those photon particles, get them scrambled up enough that they can't conglomerate. It isn't working. Those are just technical things that they're trying.
Can I switch gears to a different question?
Yes.
You made reference earlier, and I appreciate your having done that, that George had printed something about the creation being above God the Creator.
Yes.
And one of my questions, you must have known I was coming with this question. And I couldn't find where it was that it said above God, Aton, Creator is the creation. And a series of questions or perhaps a conversation that I've had with myself and would like to have with you at this moment is that In the pre-flight instruction manual, Sananda, it is indicated Sananda means one with God.
Yes.
A name given of our father, God Atan. Yet Sananda appears to make a distinction between his knowing and Atan's knowing when he says, I know not the time of my return, only our one creator, Atan, knows.
That's right.
What does one with God mean if it does not include one with God's knowing?
It means that one's in a particular segment of universal experience, has the total capability and all of the qualifications of creation, of being able to create in the wisdom required to create, one with, but one serving in a various or a specific location.
So is the apparent distinction or contradiction that which exists between the knowing of spaceless, timeless dimension and the apparent knowing in a dimension of time-space?
Well, I don't understand your question.
Okay.
You are looking for a distinction, and I can only tell you that what you are looking for is so elusive and yet so simplistic that you're missing it. Sananda is simply a term. Emmanuel, had he been born in Egypt, would have been called Sananda. It is above the learning even of a Christ, but a Christ is perfection according to the law.
Why did the name, why would he have been named Sananda?
Because that was the Egyptian name. You're talking language. You're talking written Sanskrit and various and sundry Arabic languages. You are a planet of many languages, and therefore you are stuck with whatever language was utilized at the time of presentation in any given place. They didn't call him a Christ in the Indian community. They don't call him Jesus Christ over in the Aleutians. If you're talking to the Eskimos, and you ones who speak English become very smug, almost like ones who have your earth and think you are the center of it. English was a language that came along, and it's both unwieldy and not particularly expressive. So it has nothing to do with anything except language. That would have been the label. As far as God and the creation, you will have God, which will be a governor. This is why this being, this Christed being, now that we recognize as one with God, he was at the time. I cannot make these distinctions. But this is the energy that you're looking for. So I have to give you something to which you can relate. Let's call him your governor. Let's call him the one sent from God to reclaim the godly kingdom. It doesn't matter what you call him. He is an entity with which you can identify, and this particular entity would not go to Orion, I can guarantee you. Now, there's where we've got the difference.
May I ask something?
Yes.
What can we expect with your life? Wait.
Nobody can ask anything without opening the microphone.
Thank you. I've told people that things are going to happen in July, and now I don't know what to expect.
Well, I can only tell you once the same thing I tell you every time. You have to be careful what you say. And you can say, these are what you are told.
Well, that's what I've done.
There's nothing else you can do. That's all I can do. I cannot, apparently, keep it from you.
Well, it's something
about... It was not that I dreamt this up to come and ruin your day. These came from scientific reports all the way from Australia. They have been floating around, and in the New Age community have been floating around for years.
By the way, Sister Thedra died. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
There are most ones in this room who do not.
Okay. Just a few days ago I heard. Oh, I had so many questions.
I want to finish Paul's. The creation is that which is natural law. And God having, or Creator having created the perfect order, you see, God is total order. Chaos is of man. God is total functioning order. And creation is the whole, the operating whole of all that is. And therefore, creates or falls within that whole. And creates that which is necessary to bring order back. We better, whoever has it, turn it off. Now let us talk about God. I'm not talking about the one source, the highest cause, the highest source of creation. I am talking about God, Creator.
Can I interrupt here?
Yes.
The creation, then, could we say that it is that in which everything arises?
Yes, it is the natural order of the universe, Mother Nature, put simply. Mother Nature.
And it is that in which everything that appears, appears. In other words, it is the all, and it is prior to all appearing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all. It's everything. And those laws of creation never vary. They are. Whether it be balance, harmony, whatever are those natural laws that never vary, that is what is presented to you from creation.
So even in which all arises, also arises the appearance of evil.
Well, yes, because everything that is within creation. It's everything.
But the laws themselves are that which is inherent when creation appears as an appearance or as a manifestation. In other words, if it were just the creation itself with no manifestation of itself, no laws would be necessary.
It's because of those laws that it isn't, they're absolutely necessary. It is the functioning order. It is the universe. It is creation. Excuse me, Commander.